Man, this is your boy JS Wanna Supply. And I'm telling you right now, go to donate.vvcradio.com. You can either donate a couple of dollars, donate your Facebook, or donate your Twitter right now.
Because who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop. Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop. And to the beat, y'all.
Writing in my book of rhymes all the words past the march. Lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Hip hop, mixtapes, tape,
review.
Since the face been revealed, game got real.
Yo, I'm rusty as hell, yo. It's been a fucking million years,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, man.
Hip hop mixtape reviews, VVCRadio.com. It's your boy JS Wanna Supply. We're back in the building with another adventurous moment and reviews. Yo, I got the whole team on deck. It's been such a long time. Yo, all the way to the right we have.
This nigga got stuck in the bathroom.
All right.
Oh, shit, yo.
I got you.
Hey, man. It's your boy DJ Pell, man. You already know, download the VVC app, man. Listen to your comment.
All the way to the left we have.
Hey, what up? It's KO. Good to be back. VVCRadio.com, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. Mixtapes, hip hop albums, EPs, whatever. Listen, share, and comment. Check with the post.
As part of the request of the big homie himself, yo, the big dog, I mean Mickey Facts, yo, he actually wanted us to review this new project of his, man. He hit us up on the Twitter, yo. I want to say big salute to him for being a real gentleman and an OG about this shit. So we're gonna get into Y3 by Mickey Facts, yo. Only on VVCRadio.com, man. Y'all keep it right here. Hip hop mixtape reviews.
Marching for the worker strike down in Tennessee with a bourbon right. Just turned 39, he was learning life. Stayed at the Lorraine because he heard it's nice. Brother Ralph was shaving, Reverend Cows was patient. It's 4 o'clock, Billy's house was waiting. Supposed to have dinner at 6. What happened? Jesse Jackson band arrived to come practice. Madness, the 3 preachers in the room laughing. Masking the prophetic speech, Martin had landed. 5:45 on the balcony, Jesse want to introduce.
Yeah, like we're back. Hip hop mixtape reviews, VVCRadio.com. All right, let's get them initial impressions all the way around the room, man. It's been a long time since I've done this show.
Wow.
Phil, give me an initial impression.
The first impression, man, I saw the Mickey Facts, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen the name before, but I just couldn't figure out who the hell he was until I typed it in the my Dat Piff app, and, you know, we reviewed a mixtape from him before.
You're such a genius, yo. You found that out all by yourself.
Yep, just by me typing a couple of words in the Dat Piff. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the homie Mickey Facts, you know what I'm saying, for wanting us to review this thing.
Yeah, all the way to the left.
My initial impressions of Mickey Facts is that when we did first review him, that mixtape, I think, was 7740 Park Avenue. Back in 2014. Our criticisms, he liked the review of his mixtape. As right now we're reviewing his 15th Y3, and
I'm sorry,
amongst
15th mixtape. Yes, he's done a lot of mixtapes.
It's much to be expected, and just more great rhymes I know you got to check. You got to check for the rhymes, man. It's incredible, and the beats.
Alrighty then, he got all that from the initial impressions. Hadn't even listened to the project, but he knew to check for the lyrics and the beats. That is how prophetic KO the God is, or AKA on Twitter. He done changed his name on Twitter again to The Chosen One.
No, it's just KO.
Yeah, it's KO The Chosen One.
Username is Chosen One Limited.
Yeah. Chosen One Limited. So he started a corporation. So y'all keep it locked. Yo, hip hop reviews, VVC Radio Diamonds, Mickey Facts. Y3.
Acting like I'm a novice. My hands are like E-Hondas. The monster's looking like Blanca. Fantasy for a fantasy. Trying to back a ton of, but she got it by Baraka. My cheat code symbolic. If I die 29 more lives, I work for Contra. But they the ones supplying the crack. So move like ghosts when you're buying a pack. Man. Back to my mission before the world fell. Mega Man gun with a leaf to get a squirrel tail. Bronx kid F10 from Nintendo.
All right, yo. So should we let KO fan out now or fan out later? That's the question.
I say we let him fan out later.
All right, yeah. Let's Let's get all of the let's get the five mics out now. Let's get the, you know, lyricist of the year out now.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Let's get the production of the year and the best hip hop. Go ahead, KO. Like, we already know. I just said everything you was gonna say, but
okay.
Samples and everything.
Number the high points, the whole mixtape itself. Five tracks in particular. Tracks 2, 3, 4, 8, and 11. This track playing in the background is called 8-Bit Dreams, which he's just kicking in a whole Charles bunch of about video games, yo. And I like even the sample. I mean, you hear the Super Mario sample and the Altered Beast sample. That's crazy. And he's just real. You know, he can pick beats and he jumps on beats you wouldn't expect. But the one I liked the most was track 3.
8, 6.
That, I mean, just. It's good, man. It really is. It just threw me completely off, and I had to catch him on Twitter and tell him how good this mixtape was. The subject matter, even he can get serious. Not just having fun, but he can get serious too. He's talking about a lot. Talking about what's going on.
Oh yeah, he can get political like a
motherfucker.
How many times did you listen to it?
About maybe 2-3 times. So
awesome.
It's good, man. It's a good mixtape. It really is.
And then he tagged me in his fan out moment. Now, well, he tagged the radio station. I'm like, what are you doing?
No!
No! On your own! No fan out! Put us in it! What if we didn't like it?
Yeah,
now we're going to look like dicks. Like, that's the shit that KO do to us. KO will totally fan out. And then it's like, if we say something critical, we just look like some hating ass niggas.
No, I don't want to be critical. That's fine. But it's just from my perspective.
He loved it.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
He's going to listen to it again. Two, three more times.
Exactly.
Shout out to KO for that.
Yo, he got the tattoo guy. He going to link up with
him. What is with you and Dag on tattoos?
Yo, you going to get the Mickey Fax Y3 tat. That's all I'm saying.
Just get on.
No. All right. All right, Pill. Let's go.
Or you can get all 15 mixtapes on your back.
Yo, if somebody were to do that, I would not be friends with them.
You got a question there, man.
Yeah, right.
But shout out to Mickey Fax, man. The production on this joint is dope. Like KO said, that, you know, the samples on this joint, man, they play with each other, man. It's dope. You know, I said lyricism already, right? No, I didn't. All right. Well, dude, you're a lyrical type of guy. You're a storytelling type of guy.
Meaning that he really wasn't trying to hear what the fuck you had to say, but he recognized the fact that you could put words together.
Yeah, pretty much. You put some couple little words together and everything. Right. Shout out to Saha the Prince on the mixtape, right? That was Saha the Prince.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, shout out to that nigga. You know, I fucks with Saha, man. He dope MC, you know what I'm saying? Tell that nigga I said what's up for me.
Nigga sound, yeah, he the only nigga that on the mixtape that sound like he smoked too many cigarettes. He's dope though. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, take away from his dopeness, but he do sound like he's smoking a lot of cigarettes, huh?
I guess the only thing I got is only thing, when I typed in your name, you know, in the that Piff joint, it was Y2, Y3, you know, Y8, Y10. I mean, that's a joke, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not the advocate for, you know,
mixtape series.
I'm just not the advocate for that. You know, let's get creative. You know what I'm saying, with mixtape names and so my question is why three. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I guess the real question is why one.
Or that too. Yeah, right. That is a good question.
KO, answer the question.
I don't know.
What? Nigga, I thought would have been the one to Wikipedia this shit. No. Normally, you the one that knows all of this shit. Like, how the fuck?
I mean, that is your new artist.
Yo, IKEA app is broken.
That's the choice of the artist. Then I ain't going to question that. If that's what they want to call it, that's what they want to call it.
Okay.
Y3. I'm thinking Ms. Yellow 3 or... You know what I mean? Yellow. Oh, Yeezys.
Also, he wear Yeezys.
As in the sneaker, maybe? Oh no!
Or he could be on some Anthony Hamilton, I mean, some Jadakiss type thing. Why? I don't know. Or he asking.
That was a reach. You were really reaching on that one.
I was. But really was. I'm just trying to figure this thing out.
It's all good. You ain't got to figure it out. So, all right, like I would have to say, like, you know, in my perspective, man, like, this is definitely, you know, he's growing on me the more I listen to his music. You know what I mean? I will be factual and I'm gonna be honest. Like, one of the great lyricists, you know what I mean, legendary. Like, he, you know, is one of the few and far between in this new industry that really cares about bars. His production is great, You know what I mean? Definitely a lot better than some of the stuff I heard in the past. You know what I mean? I love the fact that he's gone back to traditional, boom bap production or whatever. I like that. But I do like the fact that he will stretch out a little bit more. You know what I mean? He's a little bit more human on this one. You know what I mean? Sharing some more personal stuff. I kind of like that. I don't understand the artwork. And I think that's a New York kind of like he's artsy. And I don't understand any of this. Like the photo of him walking into the desert and he's got these three pylons there. I of course understand that that's three, but I don't get it. Like, and once again, this is another example of, and this is why people hate me. Because this is where I feel like hip hop snobbery, because he's an elitist. He's a hip hop elitist. That's just be, I mean, I'm quite sure he's not going to disagree with this. You know what I mean? Once you start getting into this super snobby hip hopishness, you lose dumb niggas like me.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid motherfucker. I like my shit simple.
Simple.
You know what I'm saying? I like my shit fucking understandable and relatable. Like, I do not, I mean, like, unless there's something that catches me, that's the purpose of having a single. Once you get you a little pop and radio set record, pretty much a dumb nigga record for dumb niggas like me, then I go back in and I start digging into the project and really starting to understand. I.e., Kevin Gates has a song called Thinking With My Dick. It was so easy for me to understand and connect. So then I get into that, and then I fall in love with the rest of his music. That's a lot more complicated. Like, that's just the reality of it. You know what I mean? I will say, like, this at this point, if you're a hip-hop purist and you love bars, you love great production, you know what I'm saying? This has a really good vibe to it. Like, I know you listening to this joint in the background, and not all of them are slow jams. Like, it's a lot of up-tempo stuff. The first half of the album is real high energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, really exciting production, you know what I mean? Really great samples. I really fuck with the whole thing. And then, you know, you got my boy K.O. over here. He's just like me. He's a movie buff. So, like, every time we listening to these little snippets from movies and shit, you know, he's losing his mind. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? He's got stuff to connect me to the time period.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, right. That's what he did. So, like, I like that. You know what I mean? Overall, I'm fucking with it. You know what I mean? Am I going to listen to this again? Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not my thing. You know, I was never accepted by the hip-hop elite. And even now that it's happening, I'm getting accepted. I'm just not. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would be lying if I was saying I was going to like this more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, I don't really like Migos shit either. So, like, oh, my God. We got to review that. Oh, Jesus. Like, I mean, talking about a struggle. Like, all right, we're not talking. That's fucked up. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're talking about Mickey Facts. My bad, yo. Mickey Facts, yo. Don't do. You know what I'm saying? I wish you much success. Yo, I will hope that if you don't hate me, you know what I mean? We still can do an interview, yo. It'll be dope. But I would say if we wanted to identify the records I like the most, I like number 3. I did like the 8-bit joint, 414 AM. The SYZYGY, don't know what the fuck that means, but it's pretty cool. Mouse and American Tail. Let's see. I didn't like the Never About Us, yo. That's because I didn't like the beat. Not even. It's just the whole thing. Yeah, out of here. Definitely the joint with Saha I'm fucking with over here. And okay, that's pretty much more than half. So let me go to a couple of seconds of, let's see, Room 306. And when we come back, we're going to rate this between 1 and 5 mics. Y'all keep it locked. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VVCRadio.com. It is Mickey Facts, Y3. I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating the hour, it will not be long because oppressors will rise again. How long? Not long. Because no lie can live forever. Yes, sir. How long? Not long. Left in the desert without a water can. He seen it, baby, just like a sonogram. Martin ran to get us on a plan. Reached the mountaintop to stand and saw the promised land. All right. Lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. K, let's go.
4.
Pill, let's go.
3.5.
All right, I'm definitely going to get us a 4. Let's talk about the... Shit, what did I just do?
Just not too late to take it back.
All right, let's just say 3 5/8. Like,
can we go to friends again?
I'm just saying. I feel like once you hit the legendary mark, yo, you should have relatable. You know what I mean? You should be able to be super duper lyrical, but then bring them in. Like, So that's why I feel like, yo, he's dope. Like, he's doper than like 80% of the niggas is out here rapping. But that kind of like bring you in records he hasn't got. Like, he'll just spit bars all day long. I think he should just hire an outside person to write hooks for him or something. Yo, you need to pull a Jay-Z, because Jay-Z had out niggas writing hooks for him. But anyway, well, let's say 3 5/8. Let's go with that. All right, let's talk about the production between 1 and 5. Mike's KO. Let's go.
Oh.
All right. You can laugh on the mic. It's okay. Phil.
3.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely give 3.5. All right, let's talk about the Florida project. On one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. KO.
5.
Phil. It's the Florida project. It ain't that serious.
3.
It's 3?
Really big.
3.
Really? You ain't like the flow? I mean, well, you thought it was good, but it wasn't like, you know, Okay. I'm gonna give this a 4. I love the flow of this project. I really think he did a great job, him arranging the records in the right places. And you know me, I'm the type of nigga where if you gonna have slow songs and fast songs together, yo, group all of the fast songs in one area, all the slow songs in another area. So that way I can turn up, and when I'm done turning up, I can just move on.
Turn down.
I don't have to keep skipping tracks. Let's talk about the artwork on the project and how it relates to the music. Pill.
I give it a 2.
KO.
3.5.
All right, I'm going to give this the presumptive 3, because I'm assuming that it's something really intelligent, and I'm assuming that I'm too stupid to like really understand.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to assume that I'm too dumb to really get this. So I'm just going to go with, this is some intelligent shit that's beyond my comprehension. So I'm just going to give him that because he's a smart guy. So like, all right, so let's talk about the overall project between 1 and 5 mics. Pill, let's go.
3.5.
Okay, Pill. I mean, KO.
4.
All right, and I'm gonna give it like 3 and 6/12. No, because that's 3.5. So we'll give it like, I'll give it 3 5/8.
Another 3 5/8.
We'll give it 3 5/8.
All right,
I think that's fair.
That's got to be fair.
It's borderline right here. Almost, he's at the. Like, I feel like if he keeps revising and keep grinding and like, you know, and realize that there are human beings on the planet with him, I feel like he can start relating to us.
So he's almost there.
He's going to be great, yo. He's going to be great. I feel like once he turns that corner, what'd you say? You say pause.
He's almost there.
Pause.
I mean.
No, that's not what you said.
Pause.
Is this hip hop? Of course. I feel like it's hip hop.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll say hip hop.
Bill was going to be like, not really. He's going to say it's rap. All right, let's talk about, does this have any replay value?
No.
Oh, you know I'm gonna say no. But go ahead.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Alright. Would you recommend this to a friend?
Yeah, I would.
It depends on the circle of people I'm with.
Probably not.
Like, if I'm like with the underground niggas in Baltimore, I'm like, yo, you heard that Mickey Fax shit? Cause it's gonna make me look cool. Oh, you know who Mickey Fax is?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He tweeted us once.
What?
Yeah, right? Now I'm cool. Yeah. Now when I'm with the Ratchet Hood niggas. Exactly. Little father like him. Well, like, when I'm with the hood niggas, I'm not going to mention Mickey Fax's name. That's going to make me look crazy. Like,
who?
Why are you listening to some guy named Mickey Fax?
That sounds gay.
Oh.
I mean, no shots fired.
Oh. We're trying to build relationships. You ruined everything. Oh, my God. So, anyway. I think he understands jokes and jokes.
Yes.
I think he's a mature adult. I'm thinking he's a mature adult.
We're going to hope so.
Yeah, for real. Nice thing you know, we might get shot when we go to New York. I'm gonna be like, it's Pill's fault. It's probably my fault. I've probably said more disrespectful shit about New York niggas than anything. But anyway, all right, and then is that it? Is that like, would you recommend it to a friend? And that's it? Okay, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, yo, don't forget to check out the brand new website, vvcradio.com. Hey, I want to give us an official notice, like, yo, SoundCloud has shut us down because, you know, we were using copywritten material or whatever. So, like, all 1,300 of our podcasts are gone. So, like, we are in the process of now uploading all of the audio to the website so where you can listen straight off to the website. So, yo, just go to the website. Enjoy this. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're hearing this right now. It's on the website. So, let us know if you have anything, if you need anything, if you have any recommendations. We love y'all. We appreciate the support. Continue to support us as we grow. Oh, and also check out our brand new magazine, VVC Life Mag. It's doing crazy in the streets. We check y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
is fucking romantic, but not really romantic. Just hopeless with high hopes that life on another planet is somewhere that's eye to eye with me. But you won't understand that. That shit ain't expected. But I only give you one choice, with that you gon' respect it. With all this fucking pressure, I still believe perspective. Directed at the moon.